Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How many customers do you sell?
We have roughly 50,000 customers across the country, with about 35% of those being here in the state of Michigan.
And what kind of insurance do you focus on?
We focus solely on workers' compensation insurance. That's the only product that we sell, and so we do workers' comp all the time.
All right, and how's the new building working out?
The new building's coming out great, Tony. Thank you. It's we're very proud of it, and it's been a long time coming, but we've really enjoyed it so far.
You know, you turned up the heat on a lot of businesses. A state worker friend of mine loves his job, but says, man, I wish we had an environment like that. It's just great. So I got to imagine that yourself included, that your employees are really happy to go to work in the morning.
That's true. It does create a different environment, a very positive environment, and a lot of sunlight, be able to see the city of Lansing and everything that's going on, and just added a little bit of extra step to everyone.
Well, Stephanie was kind enough to send me the Future Business Index survey, and I know that the economy has been tough, but you wanted to know, and your business wanted to know, just how well business is for small and mid-sized business owners. So you decided to commission the findings from a semi-annual Future Business Index study, and it was conducted by the Marketing Resource Group in June of 2011. A total of 600 Michigan business owners, operators, officers, and managers were interviewed from this survey. What did you learn?
Well, we learned a few things. There continues to be some increased optimism and outlook for the state of Michigan. Probably the single biggest thing that we found from this survey over October of 2010 is that there's a bigger increase from businesses investing back into their business. In October of 2010, only about 10% of the businesses said that they were going to be investing back into their business, and today that number has really increased. And is now up to 20%. That's probably the single biggest thing that we learned, Tony.
Do we know why these folks aren't investing more? Is it uncertainty? Is it they don't have the cash flow on hand?
Well, what we had found in the last few surveys was really just that. There was a lot of, I guess I would say, pessimism about the future. There was a lot of uncertainty. We found that Michigan businesses had been pretty, I think, resilient and able to deal with what was going on, so they have become pretty comfortable with kind of the prolonged depressed economy. But there was just some pessimism or uncertainty about what's going on in the future, and we're beginning to see a lot of that fog lift now from those businesses and see more confidence and more optimism. It's not a huge groundswell, but we're certainly seeing an increase every 6 months when we go out and talk to businesses with this survey.
Well, Mike, as you know, the Speaker of the House, Boehner, as well as President Barack Obama, are kind of drawing a line in the sand. And when it comes to this debt ceiling, on raising that, and obviously we need to do that, and the Democrats are saying, look, we need to cut out the fat and we need to tax the rich a little bit more, and the Republicans are saying, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to cut a lot of programs. We're going to cut things. We want to keep money in the hand of businesses so they invest and hire more people. Who's right?
Well, I think, Tony, it's really hard to say who's right and who's wrong in that. I mean, businesses clearly have certain perspectives that they're looking for. Obviously, as businesses do better, we do better. So, you know, I think it's most important for everyone, both at a national level and a state level, for government to get together and just simply put some plans together and move forward. I think we've all agreed and have all learned that the status quo isn't really going to make things better, and that we've got to do some type of change. And so really pushing forward and trying to put some change together and move us all forward together, I think, is the single biggest thing.
Well, from the Future Business Index study, there were six-month outlooks and six-month bottom-line expectations. What were those?
Well, it's probably another one of the more positive results from the survey. Over 50%, in fact, 54% of the businesses that we surveyed said that the outlook for the next 6 months is good, and that 43% of those businesses said that they really expect their sales to increase in the next 6 months as well. And that's a pretty big jump from October, when only 32% said that they expected their sales to increase. And I think more importantly, about 38% of those businesses said that they expect their profits to increase over the next 6 months as well, which is up from October. And then probably the last single thing was that there are a slight, it is slight, but it's a very steady improvement in the number of new jobs that are projected to become available. Because about 16% of those businesses said that they plan to hire more employees, which is, again, up from October of 2010.
Is the accident fund hiring?
We have continued to hire as we grow, as we continue to push out across the country. And it probably has slowed from maybe historically when we were entering additional states. We are now countrywide. But we continue to hire and continue to look for people to help move us and move the company forward.
Well, Mike, before I let you go, I want to get your take on a new health claim fee that may impact consumers. From what I understand, there is an assessment that is intended to raise $400 million. And from what we understand here, who is going to be the most impacted by this is manufacturing, small and middle businesses. Have you heard about this?
In all honesty, Tony, I have not. There have been a few things that have been floated around on the floor as what potentially might happen, and we have some individuals that keep track of that, but I haven't really heard too much about that specific idea.
All right, Mike, we appreciate the candor of you coming out. The fund, Future Business Index Survey, is that available at your website?
It probably is not today because we just got the results back in, but at some point in the very near future, it would be.
All right, Mike. Stephanie is awesome. She provides a lot of information to us. We appreciate her, and we appreciate you.
Tony, thanks for your time and the comments.